Okay, Moses is recapping a lot of review. He's just like reiterating everything that they already have been taught in the law. He's just restating it, saying, basically, look, I'm about to leave you forever, and I'm making sure that you know what you are to do. But a really, really important part came into play today, because he says, look, if a prophet rises up among you, and he has dreams, and even signs and wonders that prove him to be legit, and he tells you, let's follow other gods, that is not correct. It is incorrect. And you are to get rid of him. That really applies today, especially in this day and age, which is basically this. Any message, no matter what sign accompanies it, no matter how impressive it might be, if it does not go back to the core of the biblical standard that we follow, if it says anything contrary to the word of God, it absolutely cannot be correct. It absolutely is not right. And there are no exceptions. We believe that the Bible is our baseline. And if something is contrary to the scripture, well, then we have an issue. I'm not a person that believes that the only truth that there is in all of the world is in the Bible. I believe that the Bible is the baseline for life. I've read it numerous times now, and I can't really find any issue, at least in my human experience, that isn't covered in the Bible. I haven't run across anything yet. But I believe truth is truth. And I believe that truth is from God. So I believe that when we come across truth, well, it's truth from the Lord. God is truth. But it gets a little tricky when you have the truth mixed with a lie. When you have it blended up into some gray little area where there's pieces of truth and pieces of lie. And this is where we're commanded to be discerning, and we must be careful. If somebody rises up, basically is what Moses is saying, and, you know, has the truth and some accompanying proof, but says something like, let's follow another God, the whole thing goes out in the wash. Moses goes on to say, also, and now remember, over the last couple of days, he's been saying, mercilessly go after anything that is not of God. As you take this land and settle it, it must be settled pure. And sort of the way that we've been pulling that out and applying it to the truth of our life is that really nothing ungodly can stand in our hearts. We must be that merciless about purifying our lives and living a life of holiness, which can only be accomplished by the grace of God and the direction of the Holy Spirit. It's not something we're going to discipline ourselves into. It's not something we're going to decide one day, okay, I am no longer going to watch this, or I am no longer going to go to this website, or I am no longer going to read this magazine, whatever it is. We can do that, but that doesn't change our heart. That just changes our behavior. To live truly holy, we must be transformed, and only the Holy Spirit can do that. But Moses kind of ups the ante here and says, look, even if your best friend comes to you and secretly says, look, let's go worship other gods. And that can mean many things. Moses is speaking specifically about idolatry. But we can expand that to anything. If your best friend comes to you and says, hey, dude, I know a place where we can hook up with some ladies, that would be adultery. And that would be against the covenant of God that we have through Christ Jesus. Moses is saying that absolutely cannot be tolerated under any circumstances. And it doesn't matter who it is. Now, I would encourage us to take that and allow the Holy Spirit to speak through it. Because I think the point is the absolute and utter commitment to Christ. The absolute and utter commitment to God. And the fact that we simply will not allow, for any reason, under any circumstances, anything that will interfere with our relationship with God. Nothing can be above it. We have a baseline in Scripture, and nothing can rise above God in our lives. Anything less than either one of those is wrong for us. So when we think we're just getting hammered, getting taken out by the evil one, can't seem to get our feet under us, can't seem to stand up, always falling down, always crawling, always thrashing about, it's time to consider maybe the way that we're handling the way that we live. If we want to stand up and live this life of faith, it's not something that's done passively. I mean, if there is one great point to all of this that we are applying to our lives now as we go through the Pentateuch, nothing happens passively. It's just, you're not going to grow spiritually by accident. And you're not going to get the idols out of your life without going after them aggressively. Things aren't going to change without our extreme effort to change them, without our willingness to go after whatever we have to go after to be holy.